Well, you know, you touched on a subject that we wanted to cover in one of our topics today, and you mentioned kids. And so let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about kids specifically on a road trip, because that's what you're doing. And I know that, you know, it's kids, it's your dog, it's, you know, whatever you bring with you, mostly kids and pets, that you have to sacrifice some of your own time on the road to give, especially with kids, in my experience, to give them pieces of their own existence and fun and experience. It's not all about just, oh, I'm dragging them along, but, you know, they can just sit at the crag while I do my, you know, fifth burn on X route. I mean, it's a little different than that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to be anything, you know, have anything to do with that approach, that's for sure. I mean, you know, the kids, when I had kids, immediately that moved above climbing in my hierarchy of values. You know, I mean, you know, raising the kids becomes number one and climbing drops down on the list, you know, below the other important things. Luckily, my kids enjoy that experience, that outdoor experience of camping. And, you know, I've introduced them to climbing and they're starting to climb outdoors and enjoy it. And as long as they're into it, I'll keep bringing them along. But you're right, it does change the experience for me. Your climbing's a pretty selfish endeavor in terms of, you know, you get into it and it's, you know, it's you on the rock for the most part, or maybe you and one other person. And, you know, it changes when you have one or two or a couple of kids in tow. And I think that's why it was good for me, you know, not having kids. I didn't have my first child till I was 36. So I got a lot of climbing out of the way. I climbed for over 20 years and, you know, kind of been there, done that. And, you know, I went on umpteen road trips with the tick list and, you know, having to go there and do this and send that route and project this or what have you. And now I can go on the road and I can say, okay, it's not about that. It's about that experience with the family. And sure, it's still great to get on some hard routes, but number one is getting them on some routes. So yesterday we had them out at Smith on the, what's it called, the rope-a-dope block?
Rope-a-dope, you know, block.
Little 50-foot block with some bolted routes from 5-6 to 5-10, and a perfect block, you know, to spend an afternoon and get the kids on some moderate routes and have them learn climbing on a different type of rock they had never been on before. And, you know, certainly I didn't get on anything that challenged me, but it was still a very good day. And, you know, and that being said, probably half the days I get out climbing are without the kids. You know, I'm lucky to be in a situation where my family allows me, you know, as a somewhat professional climber, you know, I spend a lot of my time and some of my living comes from this sport. And I need to travel and do trips by myself, you know, and I get on trips to meet other climbers in other parts of the country. Or I have a few great partners back east. You know, Eric McAllister, someone in recent years that I've spent a lot of time climbing with and putting up routes with, and you know, getting out, the two of us doing our thing and having that experience. And you know that's when I, you know, get more selfish and work on my kind of routes or the project routes with a partner,
right?
And you know, when I'm with the kids, it's a totally different MO, and people will see me out there, and it's not Eric Hurst, the hard climber. It's Eric Hurst, the dad, you know, who's taking his kids out,
which is not a bad
yeah, I think a lot of people.
Gig.
I think a lot of people dig that when they see me out there doing that, you know, and it's hard, you know. I have to really kind of always catch myself, you know, when I feel like I need to get on a route, you know, I'm dying to do something, but okay, I don't mind holding the gree-gree for another hour, you know, while the kid's up there, because that's, you know, that's more important.
Well, if you've ever, you know, if you've ever thought about being a parent, you know, if your listeners out there, and maybe you're a couple, you're married, you're thinking about getting married, or you want to have kids, and you're thinking, wow, this is really going to potentially bog down my selfish climbing endeavor, you know, I would offer this, you know, consider you're probably, because most climbers are, somebody who really takes a lot of pride in mentoring a friend or someone else into climbing, because you're so psyched on it that it's great. I get a lot of fulfillment out of the coaching I do, the guiding that I do, the teaching, And there has been nothing more pleasurable in my life as becoming a climbing parent and introducing. I'm in the same boat as you, Eric, where I have, especially my older daughter Olivia. She considers herself a climber and she loves climbing. And my 2-year-old, we don't know yet. He likes to, you know, monkey around a little bit here and there. But the reality is, for you personally, as the one introducing them, what better of a person to introduce and take pleasure in introducing climbing to than your own children? I mean, that's a pretty substantial milestone in my life, is going, okay, it's not just a buddy or someone that I might climb with for a few years. These are like my children, and I'm introducing a life experience.
Right. And, you know, and that leads into a deeper level that, you know, I, as someone who learned to climb as a 13-year-old, you know, in 1977, climbing changed me as a person. I mean, it was really what made me the person I became through my 30s and now into my 40s, is just all my experiences out there in the climbing world and, you know, dealing with adversity and failure and projecting and goal setting and goal achievement. And I mean, all those mental skills, you know, life skills that climbing teaches you that you can apply to everything else you do. So yeah, I want my kids to benefit from that too. Mm-hmm. You know, if they choose to stay into it, that's great. And if not, they'll learn those life skills somewhere else. But climbing is a great proving ground for developing life skills. And I'm sure many people listening to this are nodding their head saying, yeah, I can relate to that, because climbing has taught me to challenge my fears, or has helped me develop self-confidence, or helped me, you know, become a better goal setter and goal achiever. And it's not just about moving over stone, even though that's really what the essence of it is, but it's something bigger, you know. It's even the spirit of climbing. And you know, that's something that, you know, that's really the thread that runs through it all for me. And, you know, the people that I run into that have been climbing 30 years, you know, recently I had a conversation with Christian Griffith, and I had mentioned John Gill a couple years ago. You know, those type of people that have been climbing for a long time, they say the same things, you know, how climbing has enriched their life, and there's the spirit of climbing. It's something a lot deeper than just sending, you know. Yeah. Sending's pretty shallow. It's great in the moment.
Right, you know, for about a moment.
It's great for a moment, but but, you know, there's a, you know, climbing offers so much more.
Sure. And, you mentioned it earlier, it's the outdoor experience, I believe that's what you said, and that's it. That's the essence of it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, I guess, you know, if anybody's read my books, I you know, while they're about climbing performance and training, hopefully if you read between the lines, you'll see that there's a deeper message there, you know, in bits and pieces that, if you want, you can gather from the information that, you know, there's a lot more that climbing, you know, gives us. It's, you know, just such a wonderful thing. And
pass it on to your kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you have the opportunity. Let's take a break. We're going to come back in just a second. I'm Larry B. I'm coming at you today with a 28th coffee talk. And I'm in the Pod Climber studio here in Bend, Oregon. And don't forget, this section is sponsored by Tight Grip. Check it out at Cut Melon. We'll be back in just a minute.